I'd like to welcome you to St. James on the celebration of All Souls. Before we begin, I'd just like to thank you for coming this evening. This is an ancient Christian tradition on November 2nd to gather and to remember those that we love but see no longer, and to do so in community, where it's safe and it's okay to have our feelings of sorrow and loss. A couple of notes of practicality. As the service begins, there will be a beautiful prelude. Then our own Paul Grambo will begin singing an ancient chant from the 4th century that was commissioned especially for this day. As that chant is being sung, I'd invite you to come forward and to take from this kneeler a taper. To take a moment and then light the taper from this center candle and place it in the sand and then return to your pew. Paul will be singing the entire time that the congregation is coming forward to light a candle of remembrance. And after that's completed, we'll continue on with the service that can be found in the leaflet in front of you. Thank you.
Before thou throne it bringeth. nation is awaiting. saints surrounded.
Resurrection and the life, saith the Lord. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall they be alive. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Let not your hearts be troubled. Believe ye in God. Believe also in me. In my Father's house there are many mansions. If it were not so, would I have told you that I go to prepare a place for you? I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels nor principalities, nor powers nor things present, nor things to come, nor height nor depth, nor any other created thing shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. We say together, rest eternal grant unto them, O Lord. And may light perpetual shine upon thee. Thou, O God, art praised in Zion, and unto thee shall the vow be performed in Jerusalem. Thou that hearest the prayer, unto thee shall all flesh come.
The Creator and Redeemer of all them that believe, grant unto the souls of thy servants the remission of their sins, that as they have desired thy merciful pardon, so by the supplications of their siblings that they may receive the same.
Amen. Amen. Most merciful Father, who has been pleased to take unto thyself our beloved departed, grant to us who are still in our pilgrimage, and who walk as yet by faith, that having served thee faithfully in this world, we may, with all thy faithful Christian souls, be joined hereafter to the company of thy blessed saints in glory. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who with thee and the Holy Spirit liveth and reigneth, one God, world without end.
Amen. Amen.
The proclamation of Holy Scripture.
A reading from the Wisdom of Solomon. The souls of the righteous are in the hand of God, and no torment will ever touch them. In the eyes of the foolish, they seemed to have died, and their departure was thought to be a disaster, and their going from us to be their destruction. But they are at peace. For though in the sight of others they were punished, their hope is full of immortality. Having been disciplined a little, they will receive great good, because God tested them and found them worthy of himself. Like gold in the furnace, he tried them, and like a sacrificial burnt offering, he accepted them. In the time of their visitation, they will shine forth and will run like sparks through the stubble. They will govern nations and rule over peoples, and the Lord will reign over them forever. Those who trust in him will understand truth, and the faithful will abide with him in love, because grace and mercy are upon his holy ones, and he watches over his elect. The word of the Lord.
Thank you.
Jesus said, "Everything that the Father gives me will come to me, and anyone who comes to me, I will never drive away. For I have come down from heaven, not to do my own will, but the will of him who sent me. And this is the will of him who sent me, that I should lose nothing at all that he has given me, but raise it up on the last day. This is indeed the will of my Father, that all who see the Son and believe in him may have eternal life, and I will raise them up on the last day."
I speak to you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. Believe it or not, we're gathering here tonight to do something very countercultural. We're standing, sitting, kneeling, and praying together in the company of one another to remember those that we've lost and those that we miss. All of us have lost in this world. All of us miss people that were great to us, that were important, and that we can't imagine day by day going through this world without them. And yet society tells us constantly to not mention them, not bring it up. It's been 3 weeks, get over it. Even for myself, when I lost my mom 6 years ago, I found myself growing increasingly sad around the time of her birthday. And the wardens at the parish that I was at looked at me and said, "Well, you're a priest, you know she's in heaven, get over it." That was one of the reasons that I found tonight so powerful. Tonight is a night that we gather in our grief. Grief that may be years old and is yet still fresh. Because in moments where we miss, we know that Christ is there too. Christ wept at the grave of his friend Lazarus. Christ knew the pain of loss and didn't diminish it and didn't take it away, but acknowledged it as part of the human condition. Loss is ever with us, and yet we seem to never be able to acknowledge it. And so that's why tonight is so important and so special. Look around you. You'll see tears in the eyes of those sitting next to you. Those are holy tears. Love causes those tears. And if you listen very closely, you can hear Jesus weeping with us. This is a night to remember. Yesterday was All Saints Day, where we remember the superheroes of the church, those who point to Christ themselves. But today is a day to acknowledge that even in that, loss is real and pain is something that is okay. And it makes it bearable because we have each other. This is a holy night. Because tonight we don't draw back or refuse to acknowledge. Tonight is holy because we allow ourselves to feel the grief and to know that in that we are comforted. The scripture readings from tonight are not scripture readings you'll hear on a Sunday morning. They're reserved for this evening in the depths and the midst of our sorrow, to remind us that when we come and worship and pray, we are surrounded by a great cloud of witnesses. I believe truly that when we worship God, our voices are echoed by the angels in heaven and by the saints around God's throne. When we gather to do something as simple as say the Lord's Prayer, we say it in harmony with everyone who has said it before, our loved ones included. There is something profound about praying tonight. because we know that we pray in harmony with all of those who have prayed these words before. We're going to celebrate the Eucharist like we do on every Sunday. But today is special because we remember that we aren't saying it alone. And if you could put on glasses to see the spiritual around us, you would see your loved ones with us. You would see the great generations, the untold multitude of heaven, doing this sacred act with us. These candles are not just symbolic. Those candles burn to remind us of the souls of our loved ones that burned with a fire of life, and now we have the promise that they are continuing on with our Father in heaven, that what might seem like the end isn't the end, that even though there's a black altar cloth on and I'm wearing a black vestment to symbolize grief, underneath it all is hope. For God loves us, and God loves those that we miss and see no longer, and that we are united with them in God's love, a love that can never be broken. Those words of scripture that I read as we began this service, I am convinced, says Paul, that there is nothing created in this world, no height, nor depth, nor anything at all in creation that can separate us, you, me, those that we miss from the love of God. And so when we gather and we grieve together, we grieve for the loss that we have, but we know beyond a shadow of a doubt, with all the hope that we have in God Himself, that the light continues, that there is a place for those we love but see no longer, just as there is a place for ourselves. This is a holy night where we do a profound thing. We grieve together, but we also hope together. Amen. I invite you to pray. tonight we remember Sari Brzezak, Norma Dunbar Skillen, Jim Stewart, Randy Carey, John Fryer, Joan Llewellyn, Linda Taylor, Anthony Jenkins, Elizabeth Taylor, Amanda Telfer, Douglas Edwards, Walter Ofka, Pat Young, Don Mills. Janowski, Stuart Blair McPherson, Squadron Leader Reginald Schwartz, Ruth Schwartz, Barb Spencer, Nancy Milroy, Tom Kilbird, Betty Bernice Nicholson, Glenn Nicholson. Remember the Henkel family, the Fenton family, Norma Dixon and Louis Dixon, Ken Surrett and Ethel Surrett, Kevin McHenry, Sharon Cunningham, Pete Cunningham, John Robinson, Joan Steppen. You remember Marianne Bracken, Jim Wills, Joe Paylox, Archie Skirving. Lucille Roffey and Ken Roffey, Jay Griffith, Keith Roden, Elizabeth Steele Nelson, George D. Ironmonger, Dave Clifford, Hank Holman, Dorothy Holman. We remember Mary Clifford and Anne Clifford, Gordon Anderson Crumley, Jim Ellis, Jack Brown, Bob Zacharias, John Boyd. Cyril Lane and Hugh Sutherland, Amelia Zanulf-Polos, Parathisilas, John Edward Andrew Heinbrook. We remember Sarah Nelson, Bob Elkerton, Duncan Grant, Jennifer Lee McLeod, Norman K. McLeod, and John McCutcheon. Remember this night, all the names that have been read, and the names remembered in the silence of our hearts. Amen. Rest eternal grant unto them, O Lord, and let light perpetual shine upon them. May they rest in peace and rise in glory. Stand. Let us pray. Gracious and righteous Lord, we are united in the love of Jesus Christ. Accept all that we offer you this day. Bread, wine, ourselves and our souls. And bring us, with all your faithful people who have gone before us, into his eternal glory, who is Lord now and forever. Amen. Today we use Eucharistic prayer number 3. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
Blessed are you, gracious God, creator of heaven and earth. We give you thanks and praise through Jesus Christ our Lord, whose victorious rising from the dead has given us the hope of resurrection and the promise of eternal life. Therefore, with angels and archangels who have served you in every age, we raise our voices to proclaim the glory of your name. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might,
heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest.
We give thanks to you, Lord our God, for the goodness and love you have made known to us in creation. In calling Israel to be your people, in your words spoken through the prophets, and above all, in the Word made flesh, Jesus, your Son. For in these last days, you sent him to be incarnate from the Virgin Mary and to be the Savior and Redeemer of the world. In him you have delivered us and made us worthy to stand before you. In him you have brought us out of error into truth, out of sin into righteousness, out of death into life. On the night he was handed over to suffering and death, a death he freely accepted, our Lord Jesus Christ took bread. And when he had given thanks to you, he broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." After supper, he took the cup of wine. And when he had given thanks, he gave it to them and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Whenever you drink it, do this for the remembrance of me." Therefore, Father, according to his command, we remember his death, we proclaim his resurrection, we await his coming in glory. And we offer our sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving to you, Lord of all, presenting to you from your creation this bread and this wine. We pray you, gracious God, to send your Holy Spirit upon these gifts, that they may be the sacrament of the body of Christ and his blood of the new covenant. Unite us to your Son in his sacrifice, that we, made acceptable in him, may be sanctified by the Holy Spirit. In the fullness of time, reconcile all things in Christ and make them new. And bring us to that city of light where you dwell with all your sons and daughters, through Jesus Christ our Lord, the firstborn of all creation, the head of the church, and the author of our salvation. By whom, and with whom, and in whom, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honor and glory are yours, Almighty Father, now and forever.
Amen.
And as our Savior taught us, we are bold to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come,
thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever.
Thank you.
Let us pray. God of love, may the death and resurrection of Christ, which we celebrate in this Eucharist, bring us with the faithful departed into the peace of your eternal home. We ask this in the name of Jesus Christ, our hope and our salvation. Amen.
Amen.
Lord, do not rebuke me in your anger. Do not punish me in your wrath. Have pity on me, for I am weak. Heal me, Lord, for my bones are racked. My spirit shakes with terror. How long, O Lord? How long?
Turn, O Lord, and deliver me. Save me for your mercy's sake.
For in death no one remembers you. And who will give you thanks in the grave?
I grow weary because of my groaning. Every night I drench my bed and flood my couch with tears.
My eyes are wasted with grief and worn away because of all my enemies.
Depart from me, all evildoers, for the Lord has heard the sound of my weeping.
The Lord has heard my supplication. The Lord accepts my prayer.
All my enemies shall be confounded and quake with fear. They will turn back and suddenly be put to shame.
God of mercy and tenderness, giver of life and conqueror of death, look upon our weakness and grief and restore us to health, that we may sing a new song to your praise through Jesus Christ, our living Lord.
Let us pray. Creator of all, we pray to you for all those whom we love, but now no longer see. Grant them your peace. Let light perpetual shine upon them. And in your loving wisdom and almighty power, work in them the good purpose of your perfect will. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
Lord Jesus, whose loving heart was ever touched by the sorrows of others, have mercy upon the souls of the faithful departed, and grant them a place of refreshment, light, and peace, where pain and sorrow and sighing are driven away. In your goodness and mercy, pardon every sin committed in thought, in word, and in deed. You who are the resurrection and the life, who live and reign, world without end. Amen. Rest eternal grant unto them, O Lord, and let light perpetual shine upon them. Amen. Enter not into judgment with thy servant, O Lord, for in thy sight shall no living one be justified, except thou. Grant unto them remission of all their sins. Therefore I beseech thee, let not the sentence of thy judgment fall upon them, whom the faithful prayers of Christian people commend unto thee. But by the succor of thy grace, let them, who while they lived were sealed with the sign of the Holy Trinity, be found worthy, who lives and reigns, world without end. Amen. We say together, O God, before whose face the generations rise and pass away, the strength of those who labor, and the repose of the holy and blessed dead, we remember all that they faithfully lived and died, especially those most dear to us. Lift us into life and love, and give us our portion at last with those who have trusted in thee, and have striven in all things to do thy will. And to thy name, with the church on earth and in heaven, we ascribe all honor and glory, world without end. Rest eternal grant unto them, O Lord, and let light perpetual shine upon them. Lord, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come,
thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
From the gates of hell, deliver their souls, O Lord. May they rest in peace.
Amen.
O Lord, hear my prayer.
And let my cry come unto you.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Let us pray. O God, whose nature and property is ever to have mercy and to forgive, receive our humble petitions for the souls of thy servants, which thou hast this day commanded to depart from this world.
Deliver them not into the hands of the enemy, neither forget them at the last, but command them to be received by thy holy angels and brought into the country of paradise, that for as much as they hoped and believed in thee, they may not undergo the pains of hell, but may be made partakers of everlasting felicity, through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
We say together, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whoso liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Amen. Go in peace to love and serve the Lord.
Thanks be to God.